الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected Ulama-i Kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. From the first of Shawwal, we enter into that period of the Islamic calendar which Ulama-i Kiram refer to as Ayyamul Hajj, the days of Hajj. And whilst it is not conceivable or even possible that every person, every Muslim, every year will make Hajj, the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran, are so intrinsically linked with this fifth pillar of Islam that as Muslims, it is impossible for us to gain a true perspective and understanding of the Quran and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without an understanding of Hajj. Interestingly, like I mentioned, every one of us every year will not make Hajj. But Iman demands this yearning, this link, this ta'alluq with Ka'batullah. Allah Ta'ala, when He refers to Ka'batullah in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna awwala bayt. Logically, this verse of the Quran is describing Masjid al-Haram, it is describing Ka'batullah. It should have been Inna awwala masjid. Verily the first masjid. The first masjid on the earth was Ka'batullah. Allah Ta'ala doesn't use the word masjid. Allah says Inna awwala bayt. Verily the first house. The first house. Mufassirin explain, what is the link or munasabat with bayt, with house? You ask anybody, your life revolves around what? Your life revolves around maskan. Arabic word for where you stay is called maskan. And the root word of this is sukoon. In other words, a place where your heart finds peace and tranquility. House is something, everyone, that is his place. His heart leans towards it. He finds peace and tranquility there. Naturally, Allah Ta'ala has created an attraction and love with the place where you live. That is why, mashallah, those brothers go 40 days, 4 months in the path of Allah. As the period gets extended, more and more the desire to return back home. Our actual home, where every one of us is to return, is Allah. That is why when a person pleases Allah Ta'ala, as he is leaving this world, the verse of the Quran, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i, irji'i. O tranquil soul, O that soul that pleased Allah. Allah doesn't say, come out. Allah says, irji'i, return back. In other words, go back to your original, where you came from. Your heart is yearning for it. Sinners like you and I, we go and spend few days in Makkah Mukarrama, and what attraction and what attachment gets established with that place that the heart feels heavy to leave it. Imagine what it must have been for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the fountainhead of all piety. When he is banished from Makkah Mukarrama, Ya Makkah ma atyabaki min baladin wa ahabbaki ilayya. لولا أن قومي أخرجوني منك لما سكنت غيرك. He says, O Makkah, how blessed, how park, how pure, how beloved a place you are to me. If my nation had not banished me, I would never have lived anywhere else. So this point, that as Muslims, as people of Iman, as the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like my Nabi's heart was attached to Makkah, it is part of Iman that our hearts are attached towards Ka'batullah. So Allah says, Inna awwala bayt, verily the first house. And then to vanquish this idea that it is only for the people of Makkah, Allah says, وُذِعَ لِلنَّاسِ, not لِأَهْلِ مَكَّةِ or لِجَزِيرَةِ الْعَرَبِ. Allah says, this house, Ka'batullah, this masjid, not for the people of Makkah or for the people of the Arabian Peninsula. وُذِعَ لِلنَّاسِ, Allah says, this house was placed for the entire humanity. Physically, geographically, لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةِ, it is located in Makkah, but it is for the whole world, لِلنَّاسِ. And the latter part of the word, of the verse tells us, وُذِعَ لِلنَّاسِ, for what? مُبَارَكًا. The barakat, this is the source of barakat for the whole world. This is the source of rahmat and mercy for the entire world. Ibrahim alayhi salam, that dua which he made after the reconstruction of Ka'batullah, Inni askantu min dhurriyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in 'inda baytika al-muharram, rabbana liyuqimu as-salah faj'al af'idatan minan nas tahwi ilayhim warzuqhum min ath-thamarat la'allahum yashkurun. Look at that dua which he made, comprehensive. فَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. Ya Allah, make it such that the hearts of the whole world are directed towards this place. وَرْزُقُهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ, risk your sustenance, send it down upon this place. So ulama say, like a wiring connection, when you have the central powerhouse, then you have the wires that will extend from the powerhouse, and wherever the connection is established, that power will be generated in all those different directions. Every masjid throughout the entire world has a link with Ka'batullah. You are not just physically in this masjid. When you stand for salah, you are facing towards Ka'batullah. The barakat from Allah that descends there, there is a connection. The rizq that descends there is a connection. The thamarat and barakat of the world that descends there is a connection. The mercy of Allah that descends there is a connection. And what else does the verse of the Quran tell us? وَهُدَلْ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, the hidayat from Allah, the guidance from Allah that is descending upon Ka'batullah, there is a connection with every masjid throughout the entire world. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his hijrat to Madinah Munawwara, the more famous riwayat is that 14 days he was in Quba. There is even one narration that 4 days he was in Quba, yet my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam established a masjid. Medina Munawwara masjid. It's impossible on this occasion of Jumu'ah to even scratch the surface of the significance of the fifth pillar of Islam. And many of us may be having this mindset that this year I'm not going for Hajj, so it's not necessary for me to actually look at the masail, etc. of Hajj. But there are certain comprehensive asbaq, lessons, haqaiq that are attached to this fifth pillar of Islam that it is essential that every one of us revisits. Create this connection, create this shauq, create this talab, create this desire, create this love. The verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Mukhatab, the one who is addressed in this verse, is Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. After the Kaabatullah was reconstructed at the hands of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah issues a command to him. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ. Ibrahim, the word adhin comes from the root word adhan. What is adhan? Adhan is dawat. Adhan is a proclamation. Adhan is an invitation. And what is interesting about adhan, that this is one invitation that there is takrar, repetition. Keep, you don't give azan once. A muazzin gave azan now, he would have given at fajr time, there will be azan again at asr. In other words, keep inviting, keep calling, never ever forget. Adhin, the root word is adhan, repetition. Ibrahim issued the invitation. Arabic language, Quran is ajib. The word fi in Arabic means to enter something. Like this glass that I'm drinking from, you put water inside the glass. That's why in Arabic they'll say Al-Ma fil kas, water in the glass. Logically, when you invite somebody, you don't invite into the person, you invite towards the person. Yet what does Quran say? Adhin finnas. Ibrahim, fill humanity with this invitation, literally translated. Mufassirin explain, what is the significance of this? What's the wisdom behind this? That invite towards Hajj and towards Kaabatullah in such a way that the azmat and the majesty and the augustness and the glory of Kaabatullah is imbibed in humanity. Make them understand the value of that place. That is why Fudail bin Ayaz rahimahullah, when someone went to him and they said to him, Inni uridul hajj, I am going for hajj, Ousini, give me some advice. Allah wala, his heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says to that person, Shammir izalaka fit talab. Shammir izarak literally means tie your lungi fit talab. In other words, finish yourself in the talab, in the pursuit of that place. And consider ila ayna tadhhab wa ila man tadhhab. Don't ever forget where you are going and to who you are going. The azmat, the value, the jalal, the augustness, the respect, the sanctity of Kaabatullah. Instill it in the hearts of humanity. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Ibrahim alayhi salam, this is not Makkah of today, this is Makkah of more than 4,000 years. Like I said, adhin, bar bar bulana, takrar ke saath, over and over again, keep calling. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did my Nabi say? Tabi'u bayn al-hajj wal-umrah. Allah has given you the capacity and ability. Keep coming, don't come once. Keep coming for hajj and umrah. Have the desire. Let there be that connection. فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفِيَانِ الْفَقْرَ وَالنِّفَاقِ كَمَا تَنْفِي النَّارِ خُبْثَ الْحَدِيدِ وَالذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ. By keep going, by you constantly going, what does my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Like fire cleanses steel from rust and from degeneration. If you will keep going to Kaabatullah, keep going for Hajj and Umrah, Allah will protect you from nifaq, from hypocrisy. Ulama say, what is the harm of nifaq? First harm of hypocrisy is that to recite kalima at the time of mort will become impossible. In other words, there is ishara in this. Allah will give you a good death. Allah will give you death on iman. Allah will protect you from nifaq. And Allah will protect you from poverty. Ibrahim alayhi salam, there was no satellite dish. There was no advanced communication system. This is not Makkah of today. This is Makkah of more than 4,000 years. That Quran describes, Wadin ghayri dhi zar, a land without vegetation. Black arid mountains in every direction. After the miracle of Zamzam, few people from the Jurhum tribe had settled. So scattered people, few people. And Allah is saying, Ibrahim, invite the whole world. Understand his dilemma. وَمَا يَبْلُغُ صَوْتِي. Ya Allah, how is my voice going to reach? Who is even going to hear this? Allah Ta'ala says to him, أَذِّنْ وَعَلَيَّ الْبَلَاغُ. Ibrahim, you give the invitation. Conveying that invitation, that is our responsibility. فَسَعِدَ جَبَلَ أَبِي قُبَيْسِ. He climbs onto the mountain called Abu Qubays. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَمَرَكُمْ بِحَجِّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ لِيُجِيرَكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ لِيُثِيبَكُمْ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُجِيرَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. He says, O people, O humanity, Allah has commanded you with Hajj of Kaabatullah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَكُمْ بِحَجِّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Why? Allah benefits by you coming here. Allah benefits by the financial expenditure incurred in that journey, the hardship that is incurred. Imagine nowadays, mashallah, aeroplane travel, 5-star hotels. Those days, what was Hajj? From the time they used to tie the ihram, by the time they reached Kaabatullah, it was a few weeks. Not allowed to bath, not allowed to use perfume. Body would be full of dust, in fact lice, worms on the body. Great difficulty, arduous journey. Why is Allah commanding you? Does Allah benefit from all this? No. لِيُجِيرَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. Allah wants to save you from Jahannam. Allah wants to give you Jannat. Like I mentioned this morning after Fajr, that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where my Nabi said, Al-Hajjul Mabroor, لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. One is to pick up a translation. Translation can be literal. There is no other return for Hajj Mabrur but Jannat. But that does not do justice. لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. What does this mean? Actual, to try and convey the actual meaning of this expression. In other words, you tell somebody in this way that, listen, by to think anything else is impossible. This man is definitely a Jannati. This is how the correct translation of لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. Allah gave him Hajj Mabroor, he is a Jannati. Allah gave him an accepted Hajj, he is a Jannati. This is what my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying. Ibrahim Alayhi Salam, the grandfather of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he issues the invitation, this is the invitation. to save you from Jahannam, to give you Jannat. This is why Allah is calling you. يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. Allah says, Ibrahim, they will come to you. We will convey this invitation of yours. They will come walking. They will come on lean camels. Look at the opportunity this place constitutes. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma is terminally ill, gathers his family members. Parting advices, what does he say to them? Man hajja min makkata mashiyan hatta yarji'a ila makkah. كُتِبَتْ لَهُ بِكُلِّ خَطْوَةٍ سَبْعُمِئَةِ حَسَنَةٍ مِنْ حَسَنَاتِ الْحَرَمِ. He said, a man who walks on foot from Makkah, goes to Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafah, carries out Hajj walking, for every step, Allah will give him 700 hasanat from the hasanat of the haram. وَمَا حَسَنَاتُ الْحَرَمِ. They asked, what is the hasanat of haram? He said, every hasana is equal to 100,000 hasanat. So for every step, Allah will give him 70 million reward. When he makes istilam, of Hajar Aswad, Allah's mercy rains down upon him. Every step in that tawaf, every step, seven, according to one riwayat of Munziri rahimahullah, every step 70,000 reward, 70,000 sins wiped away, 70,000 ranks raised in akhirat. They will come to you walking, they will come to you on lean camels, min kulli fajjin amiq. Look at the symbolism contained in this verse. Allah says, describing the invitation of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim is calling the whole world to Makkah. How does Allah describe? In other words, one is the point of origin, the other is the destination. Allah does not say, Ibrahim, they will come to you, min anha'il alam, from the whole world to Makkah. Quran says, they will come to you from every low ground, from every depressed region. Fajjin amiq. They will come from low ground. They will come from depressed region. In other words, this symbolism is being created in the mind of one who is looking at this verse, that the whole world is depressed. The whole world is low. The whole world is demeaned. Kaabatullah is A'la, Kaabatullah is Azka, Kaabatullah is Athar, Makkah is the highest, the purest, the pinnacle, the height, and compared to Makkah, the whole world has no value. Min kulli fajjin amiq. This is finnas, establishing the azmat, the value, the barakat, the blessing of that place. That azmat has to be in the heart. That is part of iman. Coming back to this incident, Allah says, we will convey the invitation. What happens? Allah makes it such, Mufassirin have written, every living person in the entire world at that time heard the physical invitation of Ibrahim alayhi salam. They heard his voice. Every child that was being formed in the womb of the mothers, that fetus, heard the voice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Every soul to be born till Qiyamah in Alam-e Arwah heard the invitation of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And according to tawfiq and acceptance from Allah, the response varied. Some remained silent. Some recited the labbaik once. Some recited the labbaik several times. According to the number of times the labbaik was recited, Allah has taken upon himself that Allah will take that person to Makkah Mukarramah. That number of times. Come out of this mindset that it is the accreditation of any organization that allows you to come to Makkah, or the size of your bank balance. Wallah, those who have been, you will every day, by the qasam of my Allah, see physically evidence in front of you that it is not wealth, it is not intelligence, it is not even physical health that is bringing people to that place. It is nothing, nothing, nothing but Allah's bulawa, Allah's call, Allah's acceptance. Why? Al-Hujjaj, wal-Ummar, wafdullah, the Haji, and the one who will proceed for Umrah. This is the delegation of Allah. This is the delegation of Allah. That is why in Mina, in Arafah, etc., you will see big banners, posters. Marhaba, marhaba, welcome to who? Lil-Hujjaj, lil-Mu'tamirin, no. Marhaba, bi-duyufir Rahman, welcome to the guests of Rahman. Welcome to the guests of Rahman. It is only Allah's acceptance today. Today your own mother and father, when you upset them, will stop talking to you. Some countries, they even have newspaper announcements are made. Advertise. It is advertised. I have cut off ties from my children. We'll hear of millionaires, billionaires dying, leaving their money for their dogs and their pets and depriving their own children. We'll see throughout history, on suspicion, how many kings took the lives of their citizens? On suspicion, the crime wasn't even proven. Suspicion that he opposed me. Our whole life spent in dushmani, spent in opposition. 5 times a day, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah's caller in our own masjid. How much of azmat is there in the heart for that call? It's falling on deaf ears. And then you look at that place. Look at those mountains. Obviously, technological advancement. This was the sign. This was the sign of Qiyamah that my Nabi told us about. He told us. He said, you will see these shepherds fighting with one another, competing with one another, who can put up the tallest building. They will try to turn the desert into a garden. But those mountains are still there. The landscape is still there. Those mountains saw the ushaq of Allah. They saw Anbiya alayhimus salam. They saw Sahaba. They saw the Salihin. They saw the Atqiya. Today those same mountains must be shedding tears when they see the type of Hajis and Umrahs that come, Hajis and Mu'tamirin that come now. Worried about the hotel, worried about the blanket, worried about the mattress, worried about everything else. That essence of Allah's ishq, Allah's muhabbat not there. Despite that, what is his karam? What is his mercy? What is his compassion? That the dastan and legacy, a life of disobedience, and still he issues the invitation. Still he issues the invitation. Such is the mercy. Such is the compassion of Allah. So come out of this thinking, wallah, by Allah's qasam, it is not accreditation. Get yourself accredited by developing the love of that place in your heart. Get yourself accredited by every time you stand in salah. Have the azmat of Allah in the heart. The goal is not the building Kaabatullah. The goal is not the building Kaabatullah. The goal is not the building Kaabatullah. What is the goal? إِلَيْكَ قَصْدِي رَبَّ الْبَيْتِ وَالْحِجْرِ فَأَنْتَ سُؤَلِي مِنْ حَجِّي وَمِنْ عُمْرِي وَفِيكَ سَعِي وَتَطْوَافِي وَمُزْدَلِفِي وَالْهَدْيُ نَفْسِي الَّذِي يُغْنِي عَنِ الْجَزَرِ. Like the poet puts it, he says, oh my Allah, Tawaf is not the goal. Mina Arafah is not the goal. Safa Marwa is not the goal. Muzdalifa is not the goal. Even the Qurbani animal that I will slaughter in the haram, Ya Allah, that also is not what I am slaughtering. It is not the blood. It is not the animal. Oh my Allah, you are the goal. You are the goal. You are the Rabb of Kaabatullah. You are the Rabb of humanity. Allah has to become the goal. Coming back to that hadith, Al-Hujjaj, Wal-Ummar, Wafdullah. My Nabi said, when Allah issues the invitation, the Haji, the one who will come for Umrah, this is Allah's delegation. They are Duyufur Rahman. They are the guests of Allah. They are the people of Allah. And what will Allah give them? Yu'tihim ma sa'alu. Whatever they ask for, whatever they ask for, Allah will give it to them. يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمَّا دَعَوْا. Whatever dua they make, whatever dua they make, Allah will accept it. It's mentioned in the hadith, one person was between Rukne Yamani and Maqama Ibrahim. He raises his hand in tawaf. Allahumma ighfir li fulan. Oh Allah, forgive so and so. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the vicinity. He hears this dua. He says to that person, what are you doing? This person says, Ya Rasulullah, when I left for this journey of Hajj, my brother gave me wasiyat that in this spot, in my tawaf, I must make dua for his maghfirat. What does dua for maghfirat mean? Make dua for his jannat. What does my Nabi say? You are in such a spot, Allah has accepted your dua. Allah has accepted your dua. Allah has accepted your dua. This is such a place. يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ مَا دَعَوْا. Whatever dua you will make, Allah will accept it. And وَيُخْلِفُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا أَنْفَقُوا. وَيُخْلِفُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا أَنْفَقُوا. Allahu Akbar. My Nabi said, spend to go to Makkah, spend to go to Medina, spend for Umrah, spend for Hajj. What is going to happen? Your bank balance may look like it is going down. Your pocket may appear to becoming empty. One, my Nabi in the hadith we mentioned earlier, he says, Allah guarantees you the protection of your wealth. He will save you from poverty. Allah will save you from poverty if you will spend in the correct direction. This hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, goes even further. What does my Nabi say? Every penny that you spend, Allah will give it back to you. Allah will give it back to you. Not according to your shan. What is your shan? With difficulty. Sometimes you invite a VIP guest, you pay his travel expense. Sometimes you expect him to pay it. Then you house him in a certain type of accommodation. Why you gave the invitation. I'll sort so much out, you sort so much out. This is the mindset. Allah shan, Allahu ajwadul ajwad. Allahu ajwadul ajwad. My Nabi said, there is no one more generous than Allah. There is no one more generous than Allah. Allah says, spend in that direction. I will give it back to you, but not according to your shan, according to Allah's shan. Allah says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, dirham bi alf alf dirham. Every dirham you spend, 1 million dirham Allah will give you back. Minimum. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Spend in Allah's way. Spend in Allah's way. Allah says, we will recompense you. We will give it back to you. أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Many, many times. It's not we run out of time. We haven't even scratched the surface. There are many other haqaiq and lessons attached to that place. This much take in our hearts. Have the azmat of Ka'batullah. Have the desire. Understand the road to that Mubarak place is dua. The road to that Mubarak place is Allah's acceptance. Not your wealth, not your intelligence. Just the other day, I was listening to the Kar Guzari of one Alim. He was in Jamaat in Makkah. He says, I was going for one program in the outskirts. I looked around, taxi driver. Sat in the car as we proceeding. I'm cutting the incident short. We've run out of time. This person first thought Pakistani, doesn't know Urdu. So as he's passing the hajis, those that are dressed in ihram, he's swearing each one in Arabic. Then this alim said, you know what, let me try and give this person some dawah. So he started speaking Arabic. The man got very embarrassed because he realized that all that swearing and insulting I was doing, this person understood it. So in any case, the conversation started. And it went in this direction. By how long are you doing this work? He says, 10 years I am a taxi driver in Makkah. 10 years I am a taxi driver in Makkah. And what does that taxi driver say? In 10 years I haven't seen the inside of the haram. 10 years I haven't seen the inside of the haram. Why haram? Why it is his call. It is his acceptance. This alim says, I became pareshan, worried. I thought maybe this man lives far away. Maybe for Hajj season he came as a taxi driver. He said, no. I am a resident of Makkah. And he says, I can see you are looking concerned by what I'm telling you. There are many, many others like me in Makkah that for years haven't seen the inside of Ka'batullah. Haven't seen the inside of Masjid al-Haram. It is Allah's call. Allah's invitation. Have the azmat. I will terminate on this. Ulama say, One is the physical Ka'batullah. One is the physical Ka'batullah. Kam min balighin bi badanihi ila baytillah wa qalbuhu munqati'un an Ka'batillah wa kam min qa'idin ala firashihi fi baytihi wa qalbuhu muttasilun bil mahallil a'la. There are many people physically, bodily, they've reached Ka'batullah. They are holding the khilaf of Ka'batullah. But where is the heart? The heart is in the bazaars of Makkah and Medina. The heart is in the shopping expedition. The heart is somewhere else. The heart is soiled and immersed in the love of dunya. The azmat and value of that place is not there. And there are many people several thousand kilometers and miles away, sitting on their beds in their homes, and for 1 second their heart is not ghafil of the rub of Ka'batullah. Ulama say, situated between your ribs, there is a Ka'batullah. Every one of us has one Ka'batullah. This qalb, this dil, this heart. Like the saying, the heart is such, Allah says, my azmat, my greatness, my majesty, my glory is such that the heavens, seven heavens and the seven earths cannot contain me. But I've created the capacity, fi qalbil mu'min, in the heart of a believer, that this heart can contain me. This heart has to become Ka'batullah. Make this Ka'batullah abad. Instill Allah's love, Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness. The nur of it will permeate your entire being, and Allah will open up the way for you. Come out of this mindset, it is accreditation or any organization. On the musalla at the time of tahajjud, beg, cry, shed those tears before Allah. And wallah, not only will Allah take you physically, Allah will connect your heart with those mubarak places. Allah give us tawfiq wa khidmah.